Monroe, DHS Chief Mayorkas warns agents not to misgender border crossers, but ask their preferred pronouns. By Neil Monroe on November 20, 2023. President Joe Biden's border chief is now ordering border guards not to presume the correct sex and corresponding pronouns for illegal migrants. We just obtained, Customs and Border Patrol Agency, documents directing personnel to only use woke language when encountering individuals invading the United States. A tweet from the Oversight Project at the Heritage Foundation reads. The order from Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas directs border guards to ignore the biological distinction between the two complementary sexes. Instead, officers must submit to the political claim that each person's gender is more important than their biological sex and so must allow people to sneak across the male/female border under the disguise of transgender pronouns. The instructions say, if a longer dialogue with a migrant is occurring, it may be appropriate to ask the individual their preferred pronoun. For example, state I would like to be respectful. What name and pronoun would you like me to use when addressing you? Avoid asking what is your sex, unless operationally necessary. Do not use he, him, she, her pronouns until you have more information about, or provided by, the individual. Mayorkas has directed border guards to open the border to more than 6 million migrants since early 2021. But his pronoun policy also directs them to zealously guard the sexual identities of individuals who illegally cross America's borders. The instructions say, LGBTQ+ status should be kept confidential. The pronoun policy enacts the progressive desire to erase all cultural, geographic, physical, and biological distinctions that might restrict the freedom of people. This impulse allows leftists to feel good as they help migrants move into American communities, workplaces, and homes, despite the massive pocketbook and civic harm done to Americans. In the most radical versions, this progressive hatred of those distinctions becomes a totalitarian queer theory which demands the erasure of all legal and cultural distinctions used by ordinary Americans to manage their society alongside personal freedoms. For example, queer ideology wants to blur the definitions for men and women, gays and lesbians, children and adults, citizens and foreigners, sex and perversion, marriage and hookups, and much else. It also denigrates logic, history, civic standards, argument, debate, compromise, and merit, as it insists that each person has their own truth. This war against words is a power grab by elites and governments because clear language allows ordinary people to impose their power on the clever elites. The elites can hide their actions amid the complexity and confusion created once words lose their clear meaning. All of our rights and freedoms depend on having clear meanings for terms. They depend on having clear understandings of common ideas. Lesbian activist Natasha Chart told Breitbart News. And queer theory is the idea that having clear understandings of anything is categorically oppressive, she added. The demand for clarity is denied by Mayorkas instructions, which tell the border guards, some LGBTQ+ individuals may define these terms differently and the meanings of the terms may change over time.